you guys had a lot of battles with these guys, and now there's the guy wearing 5-0. he makes the middle. He tries to make it his turf.
Yeah, I talked to Curtis a couple of times, and, you know, we worked out during the summer. And I told him I can't wait to hit him. And when I come over the middle, I'm going to be looking for him. I actually told him that, you know, in my text message yesterday, so. Hope he gets the message. So we just texting back and forth right now. So there's a bunch of LOL going on and things like that. So, you know, we just having fun with it.
What is it about this rivalry that makes it so special?
I don't know if it's a rivalry because they beat us like the last three or four times we played them. So you actually have to win for it to be a rivalry. You know, and we haven't done that, you know, the last three times. So, you know, it's hopefully we can get down there and get us a W this time. You know, it's just a special atmosphere when we play these guys because the game is so intense and, you know, we want to win, they want to win. You know, they've won the division the last two out of 3 years. We won it the other year. So, you know, for the last couple of years, it's been us and them, you know, down to the wire. So, you know, I think that's what it is, and it's just the dislike for each other. I don't like nothing about the Saints, nothing.
Colors,
city, nothing. I've been there a couple. They got some good food, though. I must say that. Other than the food, nothing.
Roddy, there's a show going on in the stands, too. Michael Turner said the craziest thing you ever seen with the nuns. They're not really nuns. What's the nuttiest thing you've ever seen?
At that stadium?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's just the people that's dressed up in all kind of costumes, man. They just come out there and they're partying like it's a club or something. And I kind of like that about them, though. That's the other thing I like. Their fans get really into the game and stuff like that, and they dress up and things like that and come to the stadium.
Can you think of anybody who would love to spoil you guys' zero losses than them?
No. They would. This would make their whole entire month of November, you know, if they can mess up our record. And, you know, we know that. And you don't have to get people up for this game in this locker room, you know, and we all know what this game's about. We all know we got to go down there and be physical and get after those guys.
At the same time, I mean, if you guys win this game, you pretty much, you know, deal them a knockout blow. I mean, is that something you think about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and they're so good. They're such a good football team. You know, they had some close losses this year, some games they could have won. And you don't ever want those guys to sneak in the playoffs. You know, especially how explosive they are on offense and, you know, they're creating turnovers and defense now and getting sacks and stuff. So you don't want them to sneak in and then have to deal with those guys later. So, you know, if we can go down there and get us a win, you know, kind of put them on the outside looking in.
Roddy, you're having a great season, breaking records. Isn't it about time you came up with some sort of dance?
Yeah. My son keeps asking me that same question. I think I'm going to make up one this week. So if I score this week, I'll give you a dance. No, I'm just going to take what he give me. You know, he's going to videotape. We're going to Skype tonight and go over a few dance moves.
Roddy, can y'all go 16-0?
I'm hoping so. You know, and I think we got the pedigree to do it. You know, how we are in offense and defense and, you know, how we are as a team. You know, this locker room is very, very united right now. Every week we expect to win. You know, and there's not a time that I felt like we went into a ball game this far this year that we felt like we wasn't going to win it. So I think we can. You know, we still got to be consistent, don't turn over the ball, and get turnovers. You know, that's been the key to winning games, you know, all over this league. And if we can continue to do that, we'll be just fine.
How much do you think it's affected them without having Sean Payton?
I don't know because I've never, ever lost my head coach. You know, he's always been here. Except for that one time. But
not quite always.
Other than that, you know, he was here for 13 out of 16 games. So
that wasn't necessarily a bad thing.
You know, so other than that, you know, I don't know how effective it is. You know, he does a lot of things with the offense and the play calling, so it may affect them on offense, but, you know, the defensive coordinator, so they're going to play defense the way they play defense. So probably on the offensive side, yes. You know, and he's their leader and things like that. You know, so I don't know what kind of relationship he has with the players. And, you know, I'm not actually in that locker room, so who cares?